What's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up, man? I'm good. Yeah, chilling and stuff.
Sounds good. So, tell me a bit about yourself outside of Save the Youths. What was your upbringing like?
Well, I'm just a kid from like deep into Brooklyn growing up. I used to like a lot of stuff like punk rock, graffiti, all that shit. All kind of shit that like you could think of like a kid who like that growing up that's cool. Like a lot of stuff like and the way I came about the brand is like I just like cause I'm like a graphic designer. I go to school for like graphic design and art and shit like that. So basically, that's like about me and shit. Like basically, that's like stuff about me and stuff. But I'm from Jamaica though. Like originally, I'm from Jamaica, and right now I'm about like 21, going on to 22. So basically, that's it for me. Like if you want like stuff about me, other
Nice.
than the brand.
So, were you born here or you were born in Jamaica?
Yeah, I was born in Jamaica.
Nice. When did you move over?
I moved over like I would say like 15 years from now.
Nice. So, and you're from New York, right?
Yeah, I'm from New York, Brooklyn.
How's the streetwear scene over there?
Well, streetwear scene over here is pretty. I would say the streetwear scene over here is like more like the upper brand. Like you got the whole Supreme shit, the whole Babe shit, the whole Vans hundreds, all that stuff. I mean, kids over here, they streetwear is basically Zoomies. They don't. It seem like they don't really focus on like these upcoming brands and stuff. It's
Yeah.
basically they streetwear over here. I would say it's like the Zoomies type streetwear.
Yeah, I feel that. I've been hearing that a lot from a bunch of brands on the East Coast that I interview. A lot of them are saying most of the like streetwear kids out there are just like Zoomies.
Yeah, man, it's way different from like the East Coast. Like you got a lot of kids wearing some stuff you never heard about and stuff. Over here it's basically Zoomies, Treasure, all that shit.
I feel that. Would you say there's a lot of other small brands over there?
Yeah, it's a few small brands over here that's like really, really, really good. Yeah, a few of them.
Nice. What are some of the brands that you're into? Not necessarily small ones, but just in general.
Well, to be honest, I'm really picky.
I feel that.
So yeah, I'm really picky. So the small like brands I've been like looking at is basically it's like the fuck like that brand the fuck is spelled like FUCT,
Yeah, I think I've
and
heard of it.
basically like shit like FTP shit like FTP, a lot of shit like the hundreds. I mean, the hundreds been around for a while. That's the inspiration and stuff. So basically, stuff like that.
I feel that. So let's talk about your brand a bit now. What is Save the Youths and where did the idea come from?
Mean, the whole Save the Youth thing is like a backward thing, cause I had like a brand before this brand called Lost Identity. So basically, the idea just came from just having something and like showing like the truth about it, like not like prettying up like even, for example, we got a lot of shit going on in the world, like world crisis, president doing bullshit, like all kind of racism, all kind of stuff. So we like take like topics like that and like turn it like show you like the raw side of it, like the raw side of it, the raw like the truth.
Yeah, I feel
So
that.
yeah,
That's pretty cool.
basically that's what the whole brand is.
That's cool. So you said you had a brand before this. You want to tell me a bit more about that first before we get into your current one?
Like I said, I was I'm like a graphic designer, right? So basically, when I first started that first one called Lost Identity, it was like basically like it was kind of the same thing like the Save You, but not really the same. But not really the same thing because normally I would like do stuff like trendy stuff, like meme stuff, like stuff like that, like really like I would say really like catchy stuff, like you would put on a t-shirt for to get somebody eye or something, some shit like that. Like, I'm not calling out no brands, but I'm just saying like some shit like the KCUI Vintage or whatever that brand is called.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, I used to do shit like that.
Yeah, so you're kind of just more, not necessarily making your own lane, but kind of just doing the same as a bunch of other brands?
Yeah, the same as, yeah, exactly.
I feel that. Do you think what you did with that brand kind of helped shape what Save the Youths is now and, like, teach you a lot about the business?
I would say, to be honest, when I started that black brand, I was, like, playing around and stuff. And it's just one day, something just come to me and just like, why don't you like try be original and stuff like that?
Yeah, I feel that. That's great though. That's part of the path, you know?
Yeah, man. Cause I used to get called out for a lot of shit, like a lot of design, like, oh, why you having this? Why you putting this on the shirt? Why you trying to follow this other brand? And I was like, yo, man, I'm tired of this shit. I'm gonna just go original and do my own shit, like a whole original shit.
Yeah, we all need to start somewhere, though.
Yeah.
How many years have you been running Save the Youth?
I would say Save the Youth is like 4 years old.
Oh, really? That's a while. Good shit, man.
Yeah, I've been running the brand for a while now.
What do you think you'd be doing if you hadn't started it?
Yeah, to be honest, I would like making music and stuff because I'm also a producer and DJ like in the EDM scene. So before the whole brand, I was doing that. So probably if I wasn't doing the brand, I would be doing that right now, like going to shows and stuff like that.
Really? That's really cool. How'd you get into music?
Well, music for me is like that shit been around for like since I've been growing up. I've been one of my uncles, he used to like play the guitar and like play records and stuff, and then one of my cousins, he used to got a studio, and there's like a lot of artists were like coming and like recording stuff. I would be like be there and stuff like that. So till one day he gave me a beat machine, and that was the native instrument, the first native instrument beat machine. And I would like practice on that to like I become like really good at it too.
Nice. Did you take any classes for it or anything, or you just taught yourself?
Well, nah. It's just a home taught myself how to like learn like the chords and all that shit, like put shit together.
It's pretty cool, man. It takes a lot of dedication.
Yeah, man.
So it sounds like you're really into designing also. How do you get into graphic design originally?
Well, graphic design for me, I would say I learned that shit at school, like when I was like basically like a freshman. So I learned that shit like kind of late. So I learned that shit when I was like a freshman. I took a few class, and that's all that came about. But I'm also an artist too. I also sketch sometimes.
Nice. What do you think, like, drew you to graphic design? Is there anything specific that really made you want to start it, or just something to do?
Well, yeah, it was, like, a lot of shit, like, fucking, I wanted to do, like, it's not even only graphic design, it's just, like, the whole, like, screen printing shit, like, I would say like heat transfer, because I used to go to a mall and shit and see that shit done and the way they like put the graphics together and stuff like that. So I would like go to the mall and see like how they do that shit, and would always try to figure like how the fuck they do that shit. Like, so I would like, so that's what got me to take that class too.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Have you gone to college or taken any college classes?
No.
I feel that. What are some resources that have been pretty helpful to you in terms of teaching you how to design and produce clothing and run your brand?
Well, I would say Reddit. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing the website right, Reddit, because they have like a section for like streetwear guys, like people who want to start a brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I get like a lot of resources from, like for like manufacturing. People not gonna tell you like where they get their stuff from though, but they give you like an idea of how to like go about it, like manufacture, like all the like marketing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they'll give you a little bit of the plan, and then you have to kind of fill in the dots and from there.
Yeah, basically.
Do you think you've like, or not? Do you think have you connected with anyone through Reddit that you've like consistently talked to or worked with?
Nah, not really, because right now the whole shit on Reddit is just everyone is like, oh, I'm better than this person, and I'm better, my brand is better than you, so I only go in there and just read stuff. I really don't really like talk to those guys on there.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up, to be honest, because in my opinion at least, I think we should all be trying to work together instead of like tear each other down, you know, because there's enough for everyone to eat.
But guess what? Everyone is like for the money, because everyone is like trying to get that money, like for the money. But like, no one doing the shit for fun no more. Everyone just trying to make a quick dollar. It's like sometimes you go in there, you see some shit, you like, what the fuck these kids doing, man?
Exactly, man. No one's doing it with passion anymore. Like you said, it's all for the money, and no one's like truly interested in the business or truly interested in the culture. They're just trying to, like you said, get rich quick, and likely won't happen for them. It's kind of sad.
It's really sad, because it's like, sometimes I don't care about the sale, to be honest. I just want to get my shit out there, you feel me?
Exactly.
I'm not saying, like, the sale is okay and getting sale, because if you don't get no sale, you can't, like, reproduce stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes it's okay, but for me, it's just getting my shit out there and getting my name out there. One day, I probably want to take this shit like really like far than how it is right now.
Exactly. No, I know what you mean. With the stuff that I've done in the past, I've always been like really money hungry for it, but not because I want to be like super rich. It's because I need to use that money in order to grow my business or reinvest it, you know? But people don't realize that, but it's whatever. Is there anyone that's helped point you in the right way or push you or support you, like a mentor?
Well, I would say a mentor. I got a friend from California. He also own a brand too called, his brand is called Hidden Fire.
I think I've heard of it. I don't know.
And we would like, basically we would like send each other stuff we made but never didn't put out yet, like previews and stuff, and we would like tell each other like, oh, look at this, what you think about this. And basically he also work at this company that I think a lot of people use in the streetwear shit right now to like get their brand up, called Printful.
Oh really?
Yeah, so yeah, this guy, basically, you know a lot about, like, stuff like that. So, sometimes if I need, like, to know something, I go and, like, ask him.
That's a good connection to have.
Yeah.
We're in California, because I'm from California, too.
I think he's from, like, LA, I think.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a team, or is it just you?
It's just me. It's a one-man team, man.
That's great, man.
A lone soldier.
Do you handle production yourself, or do you outsource?
For production, it's like outsource most of the time. Right now, I'm trying to get a bigger apartment, like with a basement and shit, so I could like set up a whole like screen printing type shit.
Yeah, because it sounds like you know how to screen print, because you kind of mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. So basically, I'm trying to get a bigger space so I could like do that shit by myself, because it would help me a lot to like get like orders and stuff out and collection finish more faster and shit.
Yeah, it adds more control to the brand a bit.
Yeah.
It's good that at least you know how to produce though, because a lot of people, they don't even know how to screen print, or they don't know about all the different printing and production methods, you know? And oftentimes those people tend to be the ones that we kind of talked about earlier that are more just in it for the money.
Yeah, man.
So, the Don't Give a Fuck hoodie is really nice. What's your design process like?
My design process is basically like, when I'm designing, it's like I gotta like really feeling it, because I'm a type of person like this. When I'm designing, it's like I would like design the shit and have it like sitting down and just don't touch it till like I feel like to touch it. Like I would just do it when I want to, like finish it when I want to finish it, And basically, like, my design process is, like, I gotta be listening to music. I gotta watch, like, a certain, like, videos on the topic I'm, like, designing or something. Or, like, to get, like, an inspired type shit.
Nice. So you kind of just take your time with it and let it happen.
Yeah, like, let it happen. Like, play with it and let it happen. Add a lot of shit and then just look over, like, what I like and what I don't like. Because I'm like a really picky person. I'm like, because I'm not trying to like put something out there like, because you see what my brand is like. It's kind of like the dark kind of like, it's not like that the dark kind of way, but it's like kind of like shit that like deep, like you got to think about it, like, damn, did that motherfucker just put that on a shirt or something? So it's like, sometimes I got to like go over stuff so I don't offend, like go too like too hard. To offend anyone, like, or, like, cause any shit, like, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this brand I got, this brand that I know, they always, DM me the color, but I'm not with it, because basically, this kid, like, man, they have, like, t-shirt where they have, like, get pictures some googling shit and like put like school shooter in it and shit like that. And yeah. I'm like looking at it like, what the fuck is this, man? How are you gonna do some shit like that?
Yeah, that's a little too far. Because I mean, yeah, in my opinion, at least it's cool to put some edgy type shit on a shirt. But when it gets to like school shooters and shit like that, that's a little too far. In my opinion, yeah. At least. I mean, I'm not hating. They could do what they want, but.
Yeah, basically they could do what they want, but I'm just saying. So that's like a big thing for me, like not to like go too crazy or like, you feel me?
Yeah, that's good that you didn't necessarily just hop right into the collab though, because that's one thing that a lot of people don't realize is when a brand hits you up to a collab or a store that hits you up to like they want to stock you in their shop, don't necessarily hop on it right away, because you should probably just make sure first that the store or brand kind of fits with your brand's vibe, or else it's not really going to look well for your brand in the long run, you know?
Yeah, basically, man, because basically, like, I know that for a fact, basically, because that's like saying you're an artist and you collabing with the next artist. Like, that's why a lot of people don't get, like, the song when like two of the person's favorite artists collab, it's like the song don't, it's not what they expected, because it's like two different type of person. You get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, basically it's two different type of person, two different type of style. So when they like put that shit together, that shit is like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. It's also good that you're really detail oriented, like you said, because then that means that you care more about the quality of the product and the design, and a lot of people kind of just throw shit out there without really reviewing it or thinking about it that much.
Yeah, man.
So you said you listen to music a lot while you design. Is there any like specific type of music that you really like?
Well, I listen to a lot of like Black Flag, if I'm pronouncing the name, yeah, that band. And basically, like, bands like relate to that band, and when I mean like when I need like a chill mode, I listen to a lot of lo-fi hip-hop.
Nice. It's pretty cool, man. What inspired the Cult Leader design? Like, what was your thought process going into that and making it?
Well, the Cult Leader design, what I come by is like, to be honest, I had like the graphics finished, but I didn't like know what to like add to it, like put a like the slang to it, like to like put it up. Yeah, I didn't like know what to add to that shit, so I was like, yo, what if I take my logo and like have it like they like the group standing around it, like a cut, like a whole cut, you feel me? Like, yeah. Cause that's why I want my brand, like I see my brand as a cut, like, you feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how that came about, and I just did it and tested out, and that shit just came out like really perfectly. Like for me right now, that's the only shit. That's the like the most shit I'm selling right now, because I never did shit like that before.
Really? Hey, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Plus, it fits right into your brand identity, because like you said, you kind of want that cult following. You want that really specific group of people that fuck with your brand and fuck with your message. Are there any brands or styles that you'd say influence you a lot?
I don't want to be fucking corny though, but because I know a lot of motherfuckers who do shit like type shit like my brand, I would say they would say like the fucking FTP, but yeah, FTP, like that shit inspired me a lot. And the like the fuck too, the brand that with the FUCT, yeah, that brand too. And shit, the hundreds too, they helped me a lot too, because shit, I remember the first streetwear brand I ever know was the hundreds.
It's pretty cool, man. Yeah, the hundreds has been around for a while. Plus, they're really, mm-hmm. I mean, many brands aren't as open about their story or what goes on behind the scenes, or they don't share as much knowledge, but I've definitely noticed that the hundreds, Bobby specifically, tend to be really open about, you know, how to do things. They don't tell you everything, but they offer a lot of suggestions.
Yeah, that's an OG, man. That's an OG. I mean, there's a few more brands too, like the China Town. That guy is like really cool, like,
yeah, I like way, a lot of their shit.
The way that guy show a lot of stuff, but that guy is really cool. And Pleasure, I fuck with Pleasure too.
That's dope.
Even though I think they don't like me though, because I don't know why, but I fuck with Pleasure too. I fuck with like Folklay too, but that guy, I don't know, that guy don't like me either.
Do you know why? Like, have they done anything, or it just seems like they don't like you?
Well, like I said, like, the two brands with like the Save You shit kind of like give the same effect, but it's not really the same effect because they like base their stuff on a lot of like veteran army stuff like that. But for some reason, I guess the guy think like we biting or something, which my shit not even close to his shit.
Yeah. I'm not going to disrespect them or anything because I don't know them and I don't know anything behind the story, but just in general, it seems like a lot of people are just in their feelings too much about this.
Yeah, man. Shit, like I said, I like the shit, and it's like I do what I do. I don't like when I'm like doing my shit, like making my shit. I don't be like looking at other shit. I just focus on my shit. That's what I'm doing. Focus on my shit.
Exactly, man. Like I said earlier, everyone needs to really just like stop hating on each other and kind of just support each other. And stay in their own lanes, you know? Like, there's enough to go around for everyone. People are always looking for clothes. Yeah. So it's not like any one specific brand is going to dominate the market. Like, for example, like, look, Supreme, they're huge, but Bape, Off-White, and all these other big brands still do sales too, you know? So just because one upcoming brand is doing really well doesn't mean the rest can't. But anyway, so your visuals are really solid and match up with your brand very well. What influenced them?
The visual, mostly like shit that going around in the world, like I said earlier, like you got like racism, all kind of shit, government fucking over people, all kind of shit like that. It's mostly shit I do too. It's like shit like people scared to like say, like think or say like out in the public.
Yeah,
basically like shit like that, like deep shit, like not too crazy, but like shit that like, oh, you just said that just now. Like basically shit like that, like the truth.
Yeah, I meant more like the pictures and videos though, because I'll get to the designs a little more later. Like that, I saw the video that you posted a little while back, that guy crossing the street, that was pretty cool. And then the Tupac one is pretty nice, and then just like the pictures that you've been posting from like lookbooks and shit, those are really nice too.
Oh yeah, basically I come around stuff like that, to put stuff like that together. It's like the video with the guy crossing the street is basically like, because you see when the last part is like, you see that little little text and shit.
Yeah.
So basically shit like that is like, the whole shit is like, because you watching the shit, you just seeing what happened and you don't know what the fuck is going on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically it's like, say that you may not consider for normals, like, people don't get the shit, like, and it's like a lot of people out there get the shit, like, some people might not get it, some people might get it. So basically stuff like that, like, for my lookbook is like, I would just say like that lookbook, that's a lookbook, because I just went around, that's went around and just take a few pictures and stuff like that. But I wanted to do the shit by myself, because normally I would like send the product to one of my friends. He's a photographer, but I guess sometimes he's busy. So I was like trying to like do the shit myself. So I went around and just take some pictures and call it a day.
Nice. Because, yeah, the videos and the pictures, you're doing a really good job of building a vibe and a brand identity for people to buy into. Because it all, in my opinion, at least, it all looks really unified and flows well together.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man.
What aspects of the brand are your favorite to handle or take care of?
Shit, the favorite part of the brand to fucking take care of or handle it, would I would say, like, the promoting, like, promoting wise, because when like you put something out there, that's like you getting the feedback. I like the feedback I be getting from it, like DM some kids like, oh, your shit inspired me, stuff like that.
Nice. You don't need to like give away all your secrets or anything, but what type of like methods do you use for promotion? And again, you don't really need to go that deep into it, but
to be honest, I'm like promotion wise, I just like I don't got a time in. I don't like I just like go ahead and post whenever the stuff like ready or just do it. Like basically just like that. But I'm trying to like come at it like a more professional, like have like more like a drive to it, like to get like more attention.
Yeah,
so basically that's how I like go about it.
Nice. Would you say that you've developed a pretty good core group of like customers and supporters?
Yeah, I would say like most of a lot of the kids is like that support the brand. I would say yeah.
Nice.
Like I interact with a lot of them too. Like you got some people that they be like bougie and shit. They don't answer DMs like for like a lot of DMs that don't consider like the whole brand or some shit. I like interact with everyone.
Yeah, I know what you mean. A lot of people start letting the impact of their brand get to their head and think they're too good, you know? But at the end of the day, we're all humans. It seems like customer retention and customer interaction seems to be a big thing that you're into, which is really good because that keeps people coming back and really builds a community feel, you know?
Yeah.
What advice would you give to someone who's starting their own brand about how to start building that core group of customers and supporters?
Man, all I gotta say for that is just do your own shit, be original, don't rush a lot of stuff, and just put out shit that like you think like you would like see yourself wearing and like shit that you like. Don't like try to like, cause when you like try to like go out there and try to like take some shit from like a lot of shit, it's like basically like, oh, we seen that shit already. You feel me?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So it's hard to like get people like that because nobody want to see like shit like they see already. Like over here, I see this shit already. I go over there, I see this shit.
Yeah, a lot of brands tend to look the same.
Yeah, which basically.
It's good and bad. What do you do when business gets rough and isn't going well? Because especially for small brands, things aren't always pretty, you know?
Yeah, to be honest, when the shit get like that, I just take a break, man. It's good to take a break, because normally when you do that, man, you come back fresh. You know, like, how to, like, go about it now. Like, you just take a break and just think about shit. Like, all right, I'm going to do this so this don't go to shit. I'm going to do this so this don't go to shit. You feel me?
Yeah, it's pretty good advice. Just clear your head, step back a bit.
Yeah, basically.
Is there anything, I know you mentioned music earlier, but is there anything outside of that and outside of designing that is like a hobby that you have to that helps you kind of decompress and clear your head?
Well, I would say like, because I play football too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. Did you play in high school?
Yeah, I play in high school.
I was
a running back in high school. That was some good hit. Yeah. That was some good time, man.
I bet, man. What's been, or actually, hold on, before I ask the next question, do you think your time playing football, do you think it's taught you anything that you've been able to translate over into running a business, whether it's just maintaining relationships or working hard or anything else?
just never give up, man. Because when you like playing ball, man, you just want to win.
Exactly.
Even when you lose, you sometimes you don't want to play no more. So I would say like never giving up.
Yeah, I feel that. That's why I ask a lot of people outside of just this interview about like what they did growing up, what they're into and shit like that. Because you could really see what parts and what aspects of their life and their past kind of mold them to be who they are now and how to act now, you know?
Yeah, man.
What's been the biggest challenge that you faced so far? Or one of the biggest challenges? Because I'm sure there's been a lot.
Yeah, I would say like trying to like, I would say like, funds for production wise, because I just started working. So the job I got right now is, because sometimes sale could be like a pain in the ass. Like, don't get me wrong, you don't get that much sale sometimes. So it's like to like make the shit back, like for new collections, would be like production wise, like when it comes to like paying off production and stuff like that.
Yeah. What are some like, that's a big issue that a lot of people have, especially small brands, because it's really hard to fund a whole line and shit like that, and then pay for marketing and production.
Basically, like, it's like, basically, that shit fall into, like, a lot of people got a lot of ideas, but they can't, like, put it out there, you feel me? Like, yeah. They, like, can't, like, put it out there because they ain't got the whole shit to do it. But, I mean, you could go about it if you, like, save for it, too, but when you're saving for that shit, it might take a whole, like, longer to get that shit up.
Yeah, I feel that. Are there any people or brands that you want to collab with? Or that you have collabed with in the past?
Well, nah, because, I mean, I got, like, collabs, like, coming up now, but to say who I really want to collab with, I would, like, say, like, I would say mostly, like, I like making like merch or like rappers and stuff. So I would like see a lot of like rappers in the like underground scene.
Nice. Do you have any like favorite ones that stick out?
I would say like Night Lavelle, you know Night Lavelle, right?
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Night Lavelle and like, you know, Paris, right? Paris, yeah. Like that kid who be around Tyler and shit.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of videos from his tour recently. That looks
really cool. Yeah, the tour Post Malone and shit like that.
I fuck with the tape that he just dropped a couple months ago. I can't remember what it's called, mm-hmm. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. So, I mean, for, like, brand wise now, I would say, like, shit like the whole Pleasure shit. I feel like I would do a good job on that because I got a lot of ideas like that. And it's like, other shit like Dirtbag, cause I fuck with Philip, cause I used to live in CT, so basically I know where, like, I would know when that brand like just started. That's also an inspiration too.
Nice. What are?
My bad. I didn't mean to cut you. And fucking awesome, cause that brand is like crazy.
Yeah, definitely. What are two of the most important lessons you say you've learned?
There's two more lessons I would say I learned is like I said before, don't rush the shit. Always try to like, never like, try to like, go hungry for the money. Like, it's not like, I mean, you need it, but just, cause if you over your feeling for like sales and shit, like that shit would drive you crazy. Like,
yeah, man, should definitely not like measure your success in sales and shit.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most memorable experience you say you've had so far with your brand?
When I got to sell my stuff with V-Files, and I had an interview with them and stuff like that.
Oh shit, really?
Tell me more about that. Asked me to like supply them with some of my stuff in their walk-in store, but it's kind of hard to like do that for me. Like right now, it's kind of hard to do stuff like that because I can't like supply enough like
quantity.
Yeah, and stuff like that. But yeah, that's the most like shit that like empire like, yeah, like a memory for me. Like,
yeah, man, that's still a great opportunity. How'd that come about? Yeah.
I mean, all that, the way that I come about is like, you know, they got a whole site, like a community, wise, like you could sign up and like post pictures and like and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So basically I did that, post like my design on there, like t-shirt design, all kind of stuff, hoodie design. And I got an email from the girl who used to work there. I think her name is on Instagram is Tug Bunny, but I think her name like is Danielle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically she shoot me an email one day. It was like, oh, we got this marketplace shit. Would you be interested in shit? I like your stuff and shit. That's so cool. That's how that come about.
Yeah, man, that's good shit.
Hey, man, even the lady, the founder, followed me too. Hey, which, that was crazy.
Yeah. You should try to keep that connection live. You don't necessarily need to use it now, but it's a good thing to have for future opportunities.
Yeah, man.
When did you realize that Save the Youths was really beginning to catch on?
When it's really big, catch on, when like people coming at me like, damn, your stuff is dope, but I got this one person to made a whole like a song related to the brand. That's how I know that shit like changing for me. Like a lot of kids like coming out like, yo, I like this stuff what you put out, keep doing the shit. I mean, a lot of brands get that regardless though, but I'm just saying like I take that shit serious, cause
yeah,
at the end of the, yeah, cause at the end of the day, my shit is like, it's hard to like shit like that. You feel me?
Yeah. Send me that song later, like through DM or something, so I want to check that out. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got you.
Is there anything you wish you had known before you got into business?
It's just the only, like, shit like shit like shipping-wise, like, shit got to do, like, getting a lot of, like, packaging stuff, because that's, sometimes that'd be a problem for me.
Yeah, that shit's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, and basically, like I said, I'm really like laid back with production wise, so I would like to like take a few business courses and stuff, like how to go about that part of the business.
Yeah, how often do you normally do drops?
I do drops like by like season.
So about like 4 per year.
Yeah, so
nice.
And sometime I would like make like drop a new t-shirt or something, a new hat randomly sometimes.
Yeah, just like a surprise release, quick strike or something.
Yeah.
So you have one coming up for fall, or is that out already?
Nah, I got one coming up for fall, but right now I got like a collab with this brand called Among Us. That's one of, that's a New York brand too.
Sounds familiar.
Among Us. Yeah, right here in Brooklyn. Yeah, so I got a collab coming with those guys. And I got my fall collab. My fall collection. And then I got just some shit, like some random shit I'm going to just drop. Like in between fall type shit.
Nice. Do you have like a favorite piece from the fall collection?
Well, to be honest, I haven't stopped working yet.
Oh, I feel that.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself and where do you see the brand 2 years from now?
Well, I see for the brand, it's like I want to get my, like I said earlier, I want to get my shit in like retailers type shit. Like I have more quantity to like supply a lot of retailers to like overseas and in the U.S.
Nice. Have you talked to any about that already, or is that just a goal?
Yeah, I got a few came at me, and I talked to a few already.
That's pretty cool. Do you have any advice for people on how to handle talking with retailers? Because that's one thing that a lot of small brands don't know anything about.
Yeah, always try to figure out like what you're getting yourself into, and like try to find out about the retailer before you like go in and like give your stuff to them and stuff, even though they is like giving you money or whatever, just try to figure out that stuff, because you don't want to put your said earlier, you don't want to put your stuff with like stuff that like don't go together, like,
yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's good though, just make sure you do your research.
Yeah.
What's one of the most common mistakes you think a lot of people do when they're trying to start their own brand?
I would say the common mistake you do is like not like product for like production wise, like they don't try to like figure out like how to like get the like production right and stuff like color and stuff like knowing like stuff like how to like put your like graphics together and stuff like that.
Yeah, kind of like the details of everything and shit. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people kind of, they get this idea to start a brand, maybe come up with a name, make an Instagram page, make a logo, but they don't really plan it out, and they just like dive right in, you know?
Yeah, like always try to have something about the brand, like something what the brand start, like identity or something.
Yeah. So for the designs that you make and kind of just the whole story of the brand, you seem really like strong politically and you have some strong beliefs. What do you think those come from?
I would say those come from like just like I mentioned earlier, just like shit just like happened, shit like happened in the past, in the future. Yeah, just the whole shit, like the government, the whole shit, police brutality, all kind of shit like that, like all kind of stuff that's like messed up.
Yeah. So you really try to like base your designs and shit off of shit that you truly believe in.
Yeah, like I truly believe in like how like how I would go about it.
Yeah, that's a nice outlet too to just kind of express yourself and shit.
Yes.
Because a lot of people.
Like basically, like this collection I put up is like, basically it's like called my fucked up thoughts. So it's like things like I like sit like I would sit and just think about. So that the summer collection I dropped, like it was like basically like a personal collection to me.
That's pretty cool. I'll have to look at that more. I think I've seen it, but I'll look at it in more detail later. So is there anything else you'd like to talk about or announce or anyone you'd like to shout out?
Stuff I like to talk about is like I'm trying to like get my shipping type shit together. Because I've been, like, laid back on that. It's like, I be having a lot of... I'm not saying I'm getting complaints, but sometimes it's, like, hard to ship, like, a lot of stuff, like... So it take a while, like, to do that. So I just want to let everyone know it's, like, I'm working on that, like, to, like, get better on that shipping part.
Yeah, that's one thing that a lot of people don't realize is really complex, because... Most people who don't really know shit about business think it's just, oh, you get the product, you put it in a thing, and you ship it out. But they don't realize, you know, there's a large amount of things you have to ship out. You have to handle all the labeling, all the packaging, and it's just all the logistics. It's really complex.
Yeah, man. But shout-out-wise, I want to, like, to be honest, I don't really got no one to shout-out like that.
I feel that, man. I feel that. Well... Thanks for coming on. I really appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. Thank you for having me, man.
Of course. And later on, I'll hit you up and tell you more about the next steps and when this will be released and shit like that.
Yeah, man. All right, man. Thanks, man.
Of course. Have a good day, man.
You too.
All right. Bye.